you tell a little about yourself?
Amir Kishmanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of radio.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello and welcome to Listeners Special on this Sunday, February 10, 2019. I'm Atef Erfani.
And I'm Mehran Darakhshande.
Listeners Special is a Sunday program where your views matter most. Contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcasts. If you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important.
People in the Islamic Republic of Iran are currently celebrating the 40th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. The Islamic Revolution was won on 11th of February 1979, so tomorrow, 11th of February 2019, is exactly 40 years after the victory of the Islamic Revolution. We hereby congratulate all our listeners throughout the world, particularly the freedom and justice-seeking peoples of the world, and all Muslims and all Iranians on this most joyous occasion.
And congratulations, yes, congratulations to all Iranians and all the freedom and justice-seeking people around the world.
That's right, it's time for a short break. We'll be back in a tick.
This is Listeners Special, and as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These are very useful to us, particularly to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us.
And many of you have sent us reception reports this week. I can mention Ivan Zelenyi from Russia, Dan Olson from Sweden, Santu Bakat from India, Lars Skoglund from Sweden. And also, another one of our listeners who's written in, it's Grant Skinner from England. Thanks very much to all of you who have sent in a reception report to Grant Skinner, Ivan Zelenyi, Dan Olson, Santu Bakat, and Lars Skoglund, all of you will be receiving a QSL card from us. And our interview this week is with one of our regular listeners in London, England. The interview is about the 40th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Our interview is with Shabir Hassan Ali, a political analyst and one of our listeners in London, England. You can listen to the interview later on.
Stay with us until the end of the program. Welcome back. As you know, many of your emails and letters are to do with the 40th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. And here in this email from Nasiru Hassan from the Bauchi state of Nigeria, we have such content. He says, "Today I'm writing this message to congratulate all Muslims and the entire oppressed people around the world on the 40th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. The Islamic Republic of Iran became the voice and protector of all oppressed people, irrespective of their religion, skin color, or country. Wherever injustice and oppression are, the Islamic Republic of Iran opposes. As a Nigerian, I have no word or words to use to show my happiness on this important anniversary. The Islamic Revolution in Iran was the bridge that Allah the Almighty used for bringing the light of guidance to my country, Nigeria. Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Revolution, brought light of Ahlul Bayt through Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki, the leader of the Islamic movement in Nigeria. We pray, may Allah free him from the hands of Zionist puppet. Therefore, we consider any harm on Iran is a harm to us, and any positive thing to Iran is also a progress to us, despite the difference of geographic location between Iran in the West Asia and Nigeria in West Africa. Before I stop, I must comment on the efforts and competence of all staff of the English radio of IRIB. You have been working days and nights just to satisfy us with original news and programs. You also give us chance to express our opinions about the happenings around the world and about the English radio through your blessed program, Listeners Special. I pray to Allah to give me opportunity to come and visit the Islamic Republic of Iran and see the hardworking staff of IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much, Nasiru Hassan. From Nigeria, we also again congratulate all Muslims and all the freedom-seeking people and justice-seeking people around the world, the 40th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution.
Thanks very much, Nasiru Hassan, for those words of encouragement for us here at IRIB English Radio. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you very much. We also pray to Allah, you know, you have the opportunity to visit Iran and also visit IRIB English Radio. And may Allah free, Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki, the head of the Islamic movement of Nigeria, as soon as possible.
That's right. And we continue with another nice email from one of our listeners in Philippines. It's Jaime Sia. In the Philippines, Jaime Sia says, "Dear IRIB English Radio, I would like to congratulate you. A happy 40th anniversary of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. I would say that the Islamic Revolution was a precursor of something big to happen over the next decades. There are good and bad in every revolution, but at least Iran, after the 1979 Islamic Revolution, no longer suffered from the Pahlavi regime's corruption and decadence and other things. Thanks very much to Jaime Sia from the Philippines for that email." And another one of our listeners from India who has written us a short email is Rakesh from Chennai in India. Rakesh from Chennai says, "Congratulations to you all on the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. We wish you a very happy, joyous and peaceful celebrations." Thanks very much to Rakesh from Chennai, India, and a very warm greeting to all our listeners in India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh.
Thank you very much. And after a short break, we will be back.
Okay, we're back, and let's go through more of your emails and letters.
Okay, we have an email from Bashir Kadbi from Bangladesh. He says, "Well, I would say so that Iran revolution of Imam Khomeini was a great thing because we are servants of Allah first and foremost, and I think he managed to get the country in a good order because of the Islamic rules and life. And in my opinion, it made him the best scholar and a great leader in the last century in the Islamic Ummah. Indeed, he was a great role model for all Muslims in the world." Thank you very much, Bashir from Bangladesh. Yes, of course.
That's right. And we're currently celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. And tomorrow, 11th of February, 2019, tomorrow, Monday, 11th of February, 2019, it's exactly 40 years to the day from the victory of the Islamic Revolution on 11th of February, 1979. And tomorrow, there's going to be a massive marches and rallies throughout the length and breadth of the Islamic Republic of Iran and also in many other countries throughout the world on this joyous and great occasion. We will see throngs of people on the streets, in towns, cities, villages throughout the Islamic Republic of Iran, a massive show of unity for the Iranian nation. That's a great, and thanks very much to our listener.
Yes, from Bangladesh.
Bashir Kabdi from Bangladesh. Okay, let's go on with more of your letters and emails. A very lengthy email from one of our listeners in India. It's Jayanta Chakrabarty. Jayanta Chakrabarty says, "Dear Arabi English Radio, the 1979 Islamic Revolution has been a watershed event, not only for the proud and heroic Iranian people, but also a glorious chapter in the annals of world history. The Iranians had showed the world that a determined nation can take on the mightiest forces of imperialism and exploitation for consolidating its national interests and honor. The opportunist West has always been after Iran's oil resources, so they had supported a puppet autocratic monarchy of Mohammad Reza Pahlavi to serve their nefarious goals. However, the alert, vigilant Iranians led by their charismatic leader, Imam Ruhollah Khomeini, may his soul rest in peace, with popular support from all sections of society, all sections of Iranian society, men, women, young and old, thwarted these evil designs and fought successfully for safeguarding national sovereignty and independence. The rule of law, truth and justice was consolidated by the victory of the revolution in 1979. It was a relatively non-violent revolution which redefined the meaning and practice of modern revolutions. The dramatic events of February 1979 shook the world and ushered the birth of the Islamic Republic, duly voted by national referendum. After passing through 40 years of achievements in vital sectors of the economy, Iran has taken its rightful place in the Committee of Nations. It is a strong nation, both economically and militarily, and has a strong voice to be heard by the rest of the world. However, as Iranians celebrate this happy occasion, they should not be complacent. Danger still lurks from many quarters to destabilize and derail the fruits of development achieved since the revolution. Economic sanctions have been imposed on Iran to impede the country's development. However, the world today respects a strong Iran that is fully capable of defending itself from any external aggression. The revolution has paved the way for pragmatic and progressive ideas, leading to a profound change in the life of its citizens. The Iranian economy is now more diversified, and Iran is a prosperous nation. The country has also focused on research and development in science and technology, and it has achieved some great achievements in these areas of modern science and technology. Iran's notable achievements in agriculture, industry, medicine, space and aerospace, nanotechnology, and so on. The revolution of 1979 has taught the Iranians to support and defend the oppressive people, the oppressed people of the world, and to uphold and promote international law, peace, justice, common interest, and trade. With warm regards from India, well, thanks very much indeed for that very lengthy email from India, from Jayanta Chakrabarty. And we wish all our listeners in India, Pakistan and Bangladesh a very warm greeting. And thanks very much indeed to Jayanta Chakrabarty for that wonderful email. Thanks very much, Jayanta. Time for a short break. We'll be back.
We are back with today's interview.
That's right, and our interview is with one of our regular listeners in London, England. He's also a political analyst. He's Shabir Hassan Ali. Shabir Hassan Ali, a political analyst and one of our listeners in London, England. The interview is about the 40th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution.
We hope you'll enjoy the interview.
Shabir Hassan Ali, a political analyst in London, thanks very much indeed for taking part in this interview.
Thank you for having me.
Shabir Hassan Ali, on 11th of February 2019, we are celebrating the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Of course, the revolution, Islamic Revolution, is 40 years old now. How do you see the future of the Islamic Revolution?
First of all, I'd like to congratulate Iran and all the free people on the 40th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. I see the future of the Islamic Revolution as very bright. It's said that 40 years is a landmark moment in anything. You know, we have a famous saying that life begins at 40, meaning that someone who reaches the age of 40, after that, they're an adult, proper adult, you know, and they now have plenty of experience, and it's very difficult to break them at that point. And with the Islamic Revolution also, this is the case, because the Islamic Revolution has survived extreme hardship and difficulty and sanctions and problems over the last 40 years. And it hasn't broken. This is what people need to understand. If you look at other revolutions, they compromise, they buckle, they break. And in some cases, unfortunately, they fall apart. But with the Islamic Revolution, it's had so much stress applied to it, and yet it just carries on. You know, it holds its head up high, its back is straight, and it keeps marching forward. And I see the Islamic Revolution as being more and more an example to the rest of humanity. Every breath that is taken going forward, we can see Iran exposing the true face, or the Islamic Revolution, rather, exposing the true face of the American Empire, of the Israelis, of the Zionist project, be it Arab Zionists or European Zionists, as in Arab Zionists, as in so-called Saudi Arabia and its allies. We can see that wherever the West find resistance to their projects, say, for example, in Yemen, where they found the honorable people of Yemen standing up against the Saudi American project in Yemen, we see that immediately America blames Iran, because it knows that the only real strength that is standing firm without compromise against the plans and projects of the American Empire is the Islamic Republic of Iran. And of course, we know the world is now shifting away from being a unipolar world after the Cold War was, after the defeat of the Soviet Union in the Cold War. We can now see that the unipolar world that was of then is now becoming multipolar, because you've got China, which is resurgent. You've got Russia. You've got Iran, which in terms of the region is the only superpower in the region, regardless of how many, you know, toy guns and toy planes Saudi Arabia may have procured from America. Saudi Arabia can't use them. It doesn't know how to use them. It needs to have American and Israeli advisors in. And whereas Iran, America can't go to war with Iran because it doesn't know Iran's capabilities. You know, one of the beautiful things, and this is why people have to understand this also, as a revolution that has divine assistance, when the sanctions came on Iran, when everything was blocked for Iran, what did it do? It forced the Iranians to look back inside themselves and to innovate and to do technological advances internally from themselves without reliance on the outside. And so now Iran has built a wonderful ballistic missile program. It is doing a lot of nuclear research for energy. It has one of the most advanced nanotechnology projects going forward. It has everything is self-sufficient. It's being done from the inside. It's like local. And this is what burns America and Israel up. America and Israel, they are not something that is indigenous. They buy stuff in, whereas Iran builds stuff up from the inside. And from its own people. And this is what makes it stronger. And I see going forward that Iran will become a stronger power. Already in the region, it's a superpower. I see it becoming stronger in that way. But not a superpower in the sense of America. A superpower in the sense that it supports and helps the people to raise their level, as opposed to try and make the people work for the superpower like what America does when it goes into another country. So I see a good future for Iran, inshallah, as long as it goes down this revolutionary Islamic revolutionary pathway under the guidance of Imam Khamenei.
Right. Shabir Hassan Ali, a political analyst in London. Thanks very much indeed for taking part in this program.
Thank you for having me.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend a few minutes writing an email to us. We love to hear from our listeners who have any questions or comments about our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. And you can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.parstoday.com/en. And our telephone number is 00982122013720. Our profile in Facebook is www.facebook.com/parstodayen. Many thanks for being with us.